Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 149. A message that comes like a still small voice. The greatest, most important event ever to happen on planet Earth was the birth of the Savior of the world, Jesus, in Bethlehem. Yet it was unheralded in the media of that day except that the angel told a few shepherds, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy which will be to all people." The message was proclaimed by a few apostles. The book of Revelation tells of another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel again, good tidings of great joy, to preach to those who dwell on the earth. This movement is to come in the last days, and it has come. But be careful. Don't wait for the media to plaster this news all over the TV and the internet. No angel from heaven screams in your ears. The message comes like it came to the humble shepherds, more like a still small voice. Unless we are careful, this new angel flying in the midst of heaven can do his job, fly on, and we never knew what has happened. The work of God was done after Pentecost without great fanfare. It's being done today likewise, in humble ways. But it is being done. Jesus describes it, "I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all peoples to myself." This he said, signifying by what death he would die. In other words, heaven also has its media. Some kind of organization for getting the word out. Heaven is determined that the Son of God must not die in vain, in secret. Humble instruments are to be moved by the Holy Spirit to proclaim the message of Christ and Him crucified worldwide. The great ones of earth are again to be surprised at the humble means that God will employ, no great, arrogant men and women. Only those will be employed in this work who have knelt at the cross of Jesus where self-pride is crucified with him.